Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Frame Corner, the Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. When we return, Chris Harrington was down there on the river at the music festival all weekend. We'll talk to him about that and the NBA. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
Can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
This Mother's Day, let's celebrate the woman who held our scraped knees, cheered our victories, and nurtured our dreams, and show her the love she deserves. Of course, there's no single gift that can truly express the depths of our love. But this Mother's Day at Genesis Diamonds, we'll help you find something truly special. From sparkling diamonds to timeless pearls to colored gemstones, we have it all. And the trusted experts at Genesis are here to help you find the perfect piece that helps you say, "Thank you, Mom." It's a perfect time to see the amazing collection of exclusive and acclaimed jewelry designers at Genesis, like Gabriel & Company, Shy Creation, Tacori, A. Jaffe, Simon G., and more. You can find all the mothers in your life something unique, handcrafted and beautiful. Jewelry she can wear and appreciate every day. Mom deserves the best. Let us help make this Mother's Day truly unforgettable with something affordable yet timeless. Happy Mother's Day from Genesis Diamonds on Poplar and Perkins Extended.
Dingers, blasts, moonshots, whatever you call them, everyone loves home runs. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, you can love them even more. That's right, Dinger Tuesdays are back for another season on America's number one sports book. Just bet on any player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game, as if you needed another reason to love the long ball. Visit FanDuel.com/GabeK, that's G-A-B-E-K, to get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. That's FanDuel.com/GABEK. Again, GABEK. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire just 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, make sure that you call the Tennessee Red Line. They are at 1-800-889-9789.
Let's make this a Mother's Day she will remember with Massage Envy. Let's give her time for her this year with a customized facial or relieve some of her tension and stress with a massage. At Massage Envy, we want to make a big deal out of her time with us. Customizable packages in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, the Germantown Collection at Poplar and Exeter, in Midtown on Union Avenue, and on Germantown Parkway in Cordova. Or call 901-221-1241 today. Relax. It's Massage Envy Spa.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio. But where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
The Frame Corner is your place for all your sports and memorabilia framing. They specialize in making that winning photo, special sports moment, or any of your sports collectibles into a prized possession you can put on display. Since 1975, The Frame Corner has been Memphis' premier framing experts. So bring those sports memories to The Frame Corner and let them turn it into something special. The Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue in Memphis. Call 682-9901 or visit FrameCornerMemphis.com.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Baseball is America's national pastime, and BetMGM's favorite pastime is making the sport even more amazing for fans. Whether you want to bet on a no-run first inning, try a signature bet, or take home a run prop, BetMGM has a loaded lineup for all nine innings all season long. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and the official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien High Efficiency Tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Gottman Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
That's why cleft, see that flesh get scorned. So bad, make me feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. Tell your friends they that my Lord, Chicken George, became dead George, stealing chickens from my farm. Let the dead kitchen. If you're my fiancé, then I'm bringing all hatred, Cecilia. Nobody shoot me. My body's made of hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was tuckers in the razor blade. That sounds sick. Maybe one day I'll write the horror. Blackula comes to the ghetto. Jackson Acura. Stevie Wonder sees crack babies becoming enemies in their own families.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
It's a Fuji La 1996 single from the Fugees, who mostly pulled off a successful reunion show at River Beat Fest in Memphis this week.
I thought it was Riverview Fest.
Yeah, well, Carla Thomas was under that impression. They're getting there.
I'm joking. So yeah. Chris has a piece up. I've just tweeted it out about, but he's written multiple things over the weekend from the river. You tired?
I'm very tired, man. I'm washed. I slept in this morning. Let my dad take my son to school.
So what was the schedule? How long? When were you, from when to how many times were you out there for how long?
I was there pretty much close to beginning to end all 3 days. I didn't stay till the very end of the sets for on Friday and Saturday night. Although I was there into the the start of the at least part of the closing set. A lot of it last night actually because I was trying to wrap up some writing while it was going on. So I was there from, I don't know, like 4 to 11 something on Friday and like 2 or 3 to 11 something on
and then similar.
Yeah.
So what what was the vibe? What was it like?
It was, you know, for me personally, it's like every music fest I've ever been to where I really don't want to go, and then once I'm there, I'm glad I'm there. That's sort of the way it works for me. It was like once you get through the hassle and you're like, okay, here I am. I'm here, and I can walk around and hear different music, and I can, like, you know, get some food, and it's good. It was, you know, I thought it was the most, from a personal experience standpoint, looking at it from a consumer standpoint and not trying to, like, you know, armchair quarterback the promotion or hand wring over, like, whether things are successful because it's not my money. I don't care.
Right.
From a personal experience standpoint, it was the most pleasant music festival I've been to down there. Even more so than last year's Beale Street Music Fest, which was also pretty pleasant. The new park, and people got knockdown, drag out fights about this till the end of the time. Whatever. I don't care. It is a more pleasant place to be. If you compare, you know, compare like things, it's a more pleasant place to be on a Thursday morning in June when nothing's going on relative to 5 years ago on a Thursday morning in June when nothing was going on. And it's a more pleasant place to be in the middle of a music festival than it was, you know, 10 years ago in the middle of a music festival. It's just a more pleasant environment.
What makes it more pleasant?
Who knew that trees and plants and varied topography made a better environment to walk around in than in just a flat field? Who could have guessed such a thing? Who knew that, like, and the things that were roped off were, like, lit to make them almost seem like art installations. So you're looking over and you see this big, like, purple otter looking over you. Like, it's sort of interesting to look at. There's more places to sit. There's more shade. There's more opportunities to, like, sit down and look at the river. It's just a more pleasant environment, period.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm alone, and everyone I talked to, like, felt that way, because those are people who went,
right?
The people who were mad about it probably didn't go, so whatever. But it was just a more pleasant environment. Now, part of being more pleasant, I think a lot of that is strictly the environment, and it's going to be more pleasant, period. But part of being more pleasant is it wasn't super crowded.
People, right.
And so that's...
I can move around, right, exactly.
That's a give and take. And that's where you put on your hat of, like, you know, worrying about stuff and all of that. And so, you know, the park has a smaller capacity post-redesign for a festival than it did pre-redesign. And that is
And what is the – you had those numbers in one of your pieces.
The capacity that – I don't know who – I'm not sure whether the festival set this or someone else set this, but it may be someone else because it's the same. The max capacity Mempho was using for this festival is the same as the max capacity Beale Street Music Fest – Memphis May was using last year, which is 22,000.
Okay.
And I don't know what it was in the past. It's one of those things that, like, in the retelling, the numbers always kept getting bigger. Like, you couldn't trust it.
200,000.
It was certainly at least 40.
Right.
It was at least 40,000. Yeah, maybe more, you know. I'm not sure if it was, like, 65, 70. People just started, the numbers just started getting up when people talk about it. So even if they maxed out capacity, it's not going to be the same crush of people. But they didn't max out capacity. They did not sell out their tickets. Neither did Memphis in May last year, right? And so that's an interesting question. You could say, well, the park means you got fewer people, which is true, but you don't have as many people as you could have. You're not maxing out. And so, like, that doesn't become a problem until you sell all the tickets you can sell, right? And that was true for Memphis in May last year, and it's true for River
Beach. Last year, people weren't mad at Memphis in May. They didn't. The crowd wasn't smaller because people resented Memphis in May because it was Memphis in May. Whereas now, if you're blaming the soreheads who didn't go.
I think the festival thing is just tricky. And I've sort of written about this in the past. I think the festival thing is tricky. I think it's tricky in a way that people who are sort of used to the way things used to be don't totally want to acknowledge. And one of the things I thought was interesting is when I talked to the production manager for the festival, and I didn't, like, prompt this. I was just, like, talking, and he volunteered. We know smaller boutique festivals are doing pretty well now. I think that is a reality. I think the operators now sort of acknowledge that reality, where in a way I think the previous operators would have bristled at that. They would have considered that an insult to call you a smaller boutique festival, because the conception people had was, like, you're one of the big festivals. You're like Bonnaroo and Jazz Fest, or you should be. And they're just not. It hadn't been for a long time. And
what changed is those things exist. Those things came to exist.
I mean, Jazz has been around a long time, but there's a generation
many
of festivals,
more bigger festivals
of that are not as old, like Lollapalooza in Chicago and Coachella in California and Bonnaroo. All these mega festivals sort of emerged, and it creates sort of a hierarchy. And, like, whatever festival you're going to put in Memphis is not going to be at the top of that hierarchy. It's just not.
It's a little bit like University of Memphis football.
There's a column for you. If only you knew what I know and I knew what you knew, like maybe we should co-byline that one. But that's a good thing.
It's in the hierarchy. It is what it is. Yeah. So when you talked to them, were they fretful that it was less well attended?
No, and the story I wrote on Friday night, I had some quotes to this. In fact, I didn't want to repeat the quotes and the wrap up story. But so what I was told on Friday night was they had sold, the numbers vary slightly, but they were between 9,000 and 10,000 single day tickets for each of the 3 days, and then they sold 3 day passes too. So the number's bigger than that, but they sold more single day than 3 day. And so whatever, your capacity is 22,000. I don't know what the number is. I'm going to guess, I don't know, I'm making up a number, right. 14, 15. It was somewhere more than 9 and less than 22, somewhere in that area. But I was basically told, I don't think I have a quote to this effect, I was basically told, like, we know we're losing money this year. You know, we knew that coming in. And part of that is the newness, and part of that is they sort of came in late. They hadn't been planning this for a full year because, you know, these festivals start planning the day the festival ends. And this festival sort of came in and was a rush to put together. And I think I do have this quote in the Friday story where it was basically, you know, success for us is just pulling this off this year.
Right. I saw that.
And then moving forward. And they say they're confident they can build like a sustainable thing. They've made, I think, a 10-year commitment, a multi-year officially, but I think it's like up to 10-year commitment.
Is the difference that a year will make be promotion, organization,
more
sales,
promotion, or more is promotion, it more branding, artists? More sponsorship?
Right.
Part of the money you make, and we know this from the Daily Memphian standpoint, you have different revenue arms, and like your subscriptions are part of it, but there's other stuff too.
Right.
And so I think corporate sponsorship stuff, they were late getting into and that kind of
but
stuff.
But it's not necessarily the lineup will be different because they have a year.
Well, that may be too. Right. That may be too. You have more time because people make commitments a long time out to what festivals they're going to go to and what their touring schedules are going to be. So that stuff, I would bet they were, before this festival started, they were working on potential lineup stuff for a year from now. I would bet, you know.
Okay. What really caught my eye was the two-piece from Gus's Fried Chicken.
Oh, man, it's the best. Because they're not even frying that at the restaurant, like, you know, up on the bluff and bringing it down and putting it in a heat lamp. They got fryers set up on the ground. You're standing there ordering, you see them putting stuff in
a
deep fryer.
Is it a food truck or is it a...
set up like a tent and like tables and stuff, and then they got these portable fryers, and they are frying chicken in front of your eyes at the concession.
Gus's Fried Chicken at the greatest concession. That was great. And then Lauryn Hill showed up.
Lauryn Hill showed up. I had people all over my Twitter feed like, she's not going to show up. She's not going to be on time. All of this. She was on time. I mean, they came out like 4 minutes after their start time, which is basically early by festival standards.
Right.
And it ran a little bit later than it was supposed to. And it was the trio was a duo because one of the members like is having legal problems.
Right.
I will say, like, I wish he had been there too, but he is a distant third in terms of who is important in that group. It really is. It's so heavily around these two people, Wyclef Jean and Lauryn Hill, and Praz gave him a third voice. I like that dynamic. But, you know, you could be the Fugees without Praz. You couldn't have called yourself the Fugees without either of the other two. And I thought it was really good. It exceeded my expectations.
So, and you wrote an extensive piece about
I just thought that was newsy. I think that's one of the newsiest, like, sets. I was talking to John Bifus, my old colleague, good friend, about this last night, about, you know, the difference between, like, a set. There's the big sets, there's good sets, there's newsy sets. Most sets aren't newsy because, like, these people are traveling around, they're playing other festivals. Like Jelly Roll was great, but it's like a Jelly Roll concert. He plays concerts everywhere. And we were trying to think, what else has been, like, you felt like it was newsy? And the one we thought of was, it's not like he doesn't play everywhere, but when Neil Young played, my man walked out, looked at the river and played a 35-minute version of Down by the River. And that's the only one I thought of that, like, that feels, like, notable, you know, beyond just, like, a guy played a set at a
So
festival.
Was she good? Was she in fine form?
Yeah. I mean, she's not – it's not 1996 anymore. I mean, we all age, as we both know.
Right.
And so, like, you know, did she sound as good as she would have sounded in 1996? Probably not. But it exceeded my expectations. I thought it was quite good. And if they can get it together and, like – you know,
yeah, do you get
go
the
on a
sense
tour
that this
and
is
put
a start of something?
I got a sense that Wyclef Jean desperately wants it to be the start of something, and it's all about Lauryn Hill and, like, whether she – it's just she's volatile is the situation. And that's been the case for 25 years. Like, there's interviews out there with Wyclef Jean saying, you know, we got to hold off on this reunion until she sees a psychiatrist. Like, there's literally quotes out there like that. So I don't know.
Well, you read the piece that you wrote about this set was interesting to me because, I don't know any of this stuff. And so Wycliffe Shawn is interesting in his own right. And
Haitian immigrant.
Like, but he had a career and then it slightly...
And that's pretty normal. Like his first solo album was great. I think underrated at this point. And then he keeps putting them out, and they're not as good one after the other. They're not as popular one after the other. And that's sort of the way it works for lots of people, you know.
So who else was good?
Jelly Roll. I tried to listen to Jelly Roll records, and it's not really my thing as recorded music. I like the idea of him. I think he seems like a good dude. I was very surprised at how good his closing set was. He was super charismatic. And he had a great quote that I used this sort of day. Like, Memphis. He talked about Memphis. He's from Middle Tennessee. He was like, and not only Tennessee, you got Arkansas, Mississippi right here. I really think this is, I think the thumbprint or the fingerprint on the Bible Belt. God's fingerprint on the Bible Belt. Right. It's like right here, you know. He was really charismatic and really held the stage. And I thought that was he put out a great set, even though it's not really my thing. A lot of the hip-hop stuff was good. I think the hip-hop stuff much better than typical because of who they booked and who they didn't. There were none of the rap shows where you got two guys rapping over their own vocal tracks while 50 people walk or mill around on the stage behind them. Like, that happens a lot. There was none of that. It was all more serious, professional sets.
The mayor was there?
The mayor was there at least two nights because I saw him the night before. We walked by each other and I brushed his shoulder, but he was already past me by the time I realized who it was at the Al Capone set. This is not the first time I've run into Paul Young at a hip-hop show on the Tom Lee Park. Like, I saw him at a 3-6 Mafia show, like, 7-8 years ago.
Right.
But, yeah, for A-Bot MJG, he was standing in the VIP section, like, right in front of the stage and, like, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies and all of that stuff.
All right. In the meantime, there was some NBA goings-on. And which ex-Grizz are you rooting for harder, Mike Conley or Sam Merrill?
I mean,
Sam Merrill's big performance.
It was a great run by Sam Merrill with the Grizzlies. I mean, Sam Merrill might have broken through with the Grizzlies. He was just starting to do something, and then he turned his ankle, and then they ended up having to cut him.
Hits two massive threes when it looks like the Cavs are being staggered by Orlando.
Yeah, he's been good for them this year. I'm Mike Conley, obviously. Great, but, I mean, you know, this Minnesota thing is real. It's real.
So, like Dan Devine, you thought the Suns would beat him.
I was a total mystery. That wasn't the only thing I got wrong. That was the only thing I feel like I just totally misread it on the front.
And what is more real about these Timberwolves than what are we discovering about them in the playoffs?
You have defense, you have size, and you got an elite shot maker, shot creator. And so you pair a guy who can just take over by himself offensively with the defense and size structure around that. Like, that's a pretty good combination.
He plays both ends, too. I mean, he's...
Yeah, in some ways, it's like, I'm not saying he's better than Allen Iverson, but I don't know, maybe he is. It's almost like the bigger version of that. You know, remember the Iverson team got to the finals with, like, one guy and then great defense and size and activity around him. And Edwards, to your point, is like a two-way player doing that. He contributes to the great defense and size, you know?
So it felt like we needed the Timberwolves to win this one just to make it. We were intrigued going in, but now it's even like it's on.
Oh, yeah. You know? And the Denver thing, Denver at full strength is now fighting from behind, but Denver doesn't have a lot of margin for error because they don't have any depth.
You've said this all along. They've stayed healthy. They were healthy last year when they had more depth. Now they have less depth.
Yep.
And all of a sudden Jamal Murray has
he's having
calf.
And so Denver to me, I picked Denver to come through, and I still might pick them to come through.
Right.
But Denver to me is not as good right now as they were a year ago, and probably not as good as they're going to be a year from now either.
Why? And because
they're still young, and I think they're going to do something this summer. Two things: one, this summer I think they can go out in some mechanism somehow try to add some more depth, and B, the young depth they have I think will be better. I think Peyton Watson can become what Bruce Brown was. He's not there
yet.
It's sort of an in-between year for those guys.
So it is interesting. Looking ahead for the Grizzlies, we already know Oklahoma City is where Oklahoma City is, although we'll see what that looks like.
It's very interesting to see them
Dallas
going forward in the playoffs. Yeah.
I mean, we've been...
The Minnesota thing's not built for 10 years, but it's built for next year, assuming they're going to pay the money to keep it together.
Yeah, what are the financial
Well, they're headed into deep tax, and so are they willing to pay deep tax next season? And they have an ownership weirdness going on,
right?
And so, if not for the market and the ownership weirdness and all of that trappings, you would just look at it, and we'll see what happens. If you win a title, it's harder to break
LA,
it up.
If they were in LA, you just
say, okay, they're running this back next year.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Conley is pretty old. That's they're bringing him back, but he's pretty old. So that team is not as solidly built looking forward as, say, Oklahoma City.
Right.
That, I mean, it won't be better next season, you know?
Right, and they have this piece, and they have Anthony Edwards.
And Jaden McDaniels is pretty young.
And Jaden McDaniels is pretty young. Yeah. So that one's interesting. Dallas, Oklahoma City, what intrigues you?
I mean, I was wrong about lots of stuff, so maybe wrong about this one. My pick before the playoffs started was for both those teams to win in the first round and Dallas to win in this series, Dallas-OKC. We'll see. OKC, I feel a little bit better about now than I did before the playoffs started. Of course, they had that Pelicans team without Zion. Luka has had a little bit of bang-up kind of situation. I think that series can go either way. I guess I'll pick Dallas, but I'm not like confident
about
it.
Are you rooting for one or the other? Would you care?
I don't think I care. We'll find out.
Right. Yeah, that's what you discover. Yeah. You discover when you watch. Knicks, Pacers. Dan was just saying that he thinks it will be like whatever. There's a lot of optimism around the Knicks,
right.
But he actually thinks could be closer than people imagine.
If you start just looking at the talent on those teams, yeah. If you do the thing where you throw all the players and you draft them,
right.
who's to say that the Pacers don't have two of the top three picks?
That's true.
With Tyrese Halliburton and Pascal Siakam, you know, and Miles Turner is like so the top line talent. There's not that big of a difference between those two teams in terms of top line talent. The Knicks have been better over the course of the season. The Knicks are really playing with the cohesiveness and the team defense and the energy and all that. And so, yeah, I give the edge to the Knicks, but there's not like some wild talent.
Well, Knicks also don't have any depth at all. Like they play everyone 42 minutes, basically, you know. So, and then the other one isn't. I don't think anyone gives the Cavs much of a chance.
You shouldn't, the way the Cavs have played, but like the Porzingis. The Cavs should have a chance in this, but you can't have faith in it.
So why should they have? You mean just if talent? If you want talent, and no Porzingis.
Well, I don't know. I've been so busy with the music fest.
Yeah.
What's the prognosis for the series of Porzingis and Allen, respectively? Do you know?
Not Porzingis, Allen. Maybe.
Okay.
You're not going to see Porzingis. You could see Allen, probably not in Game One. Maybe Game Two.
Right. So Allen more likely to play than Porzingis.
Yes.
That gives them. Like, that size against what's now going to be a smaller Boston team, I think the defense is really good. And in terms of, like, who's taking over a game late, I don't know that Donovan Mitchell's not the first pick off the board in that series.
Right.
He's done more than Tatum or whatever. And so, in theory, Cleveland should be able to give them a series on paper, but, like, you watch them play in the first round, I don't know how you have faith in that, you know? Boston will probably
win in
five.
In the list of stars who have surpassed Ja, well, he's obviously different players, but are we putting young stars who have surpassed Ja? Are we putting Paolo Banchero ahead of him now too? Young?
I wouldn't know. I mean, to me, that's a very out of sight, out of mind thing to put Paolo Banchero ahead of Ja. It's not like
Ja hasn't done
what Paolo Banchero has done.
No.
More so,
right?
I mean, Ja's won a first round series, you know.
There was some stat that he did something. Let's see what he had done. For the youngest ever, 30 or more points in three games of a series. There you go. That you can always find.
We did those
with Gigi all season long. Youngest ever this. So he's Michael Jordan.
I, too, have a StatHead subscription. But I try not to be super promiscuous with it, you know. And, like, what can I search to make the guy on my team look
like he's the best ever at something?
Right. Too much of that these days.
Lottery next week? When's the lottery?
So it's like on Sunday, I think.
Is the lottery Sunday? Lottery
Sunday.
Is
that right?
Sunday.
It's May 12th.
There's this problem with the lottery, and that we don't know what you're going up to get. It's just not as interesting.
Yeah, I mean, in a general sense, higher is better.
The higher you are, the more options
you have, but it's not like an obvious prize you would get or not get. Yeah.
Are you going to swap the Expos hat that you're wearing right now for a Twins hat?
I don't know about swap. I have a rotation.
Oh, you have a rotation.
And, I've had Twins caps in my rotation in the past, and they've sort of
is
like
aged. Is it a
aged.
Regular rotation, or is it purely random?
No, I just have a, just have a bunch of hats, and I grab one. Right. And so and in the past, there's a Twins hat that's been in the pile.
One.
And I think it got worn down or aged out or thrown away. I'm sure there'll be another Twins hat in my future.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. You can read Chris's pieces on the River Festival over at the Daily Memphian. I'll tell you this. I understand bad feelings. I understand bruised feelings. I don't understand rooting for Memphis things to fail. And there are some who are doing that, and that always seems preposterous to me. All right, if you're selling your house, Josh Hysaw is the person to call. When I met with him here, he comes in, and you don't know what you expect, like whatever. And he just honestly just blows you away with the way that he talks about marketing a house and the fact that he's so confident. It struck me. He said, listen, you can fire me by text if you want. There's no commitment. No binding commitment you have to make. Josh is confident he can sell your house. And in this market, that is a good thing. And this is the time of year, by the way, that if you're thinking of selling your house, perfect time of year because people are shifting schools and they're taking stock of things. And so it's a perfect time to put your house on the market. But you don't have to take my word for it when it comes to Josh Hysaw. More than 300 five-star Google reviews. You can reach Josh at 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147, or joshhasthebuyers.com. We'll be back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gabe Show is the best in Memphis.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 makes my commute so much better.
92.9 is the spot, y'all.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you one of the nearly 10 million families that own a timeshare? Unfortunately, many families stuck in timeshares have learned the dark side of ownership, as their timeshare ends up being nothing like they were promised. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you were lied to when buying a timeshare, you're going to need help. I know this because I once worked as a timeshare salesman, but quit the business and made it my personal mission to help folks get rid of bad timeshares. That's why I put together a timeshare exit information kit to help you understand how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Over 30,000 families have trusted us to get rid of their timeshares. Many started out by simply calling us for the free information kit and are now timeshare free.
To get your free information kit, call Wesley Financial now. Call 800-837-1919. That's 800-837-1919. 800-837-1919.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6812. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6812. That's 800-575-6812. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Visit Frontier Western Store today for new shirts and boots. Frontier is your top Carhartt store in the Mid-South. There's thousands of in-stock shirts and jeans. They have the classic K87 pocket tee in every color they make, including new ones just released. Available small to 4X. Want new jeans? Frontier has you covered with super tough work denim by Carhartt. And you've got to check out their selection of Ariat jeans for men, women, and children. You'll love how easy it is to find the size and style you need. Have you seen Frontier's remodeled world-famous boot showroom? It continues to expand. New styles by Ariat just arrived, plus plenty of in-stock proven classics, too. Whether you need work or dress boots, trust that Frontier's the place to come. See thousands of pairs of Ariat boots and thousands more by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and others. And Frontier's pricing is lower than online and chain stores, so you know just the local shop to visit. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967.
Kathy, you know, I've been seeing those State Farm commercials. You guys have built quite a team. Mahomes, Kelsey, Derrick Henry.
Bundle my auto and Mahomes. Oh, yeah. Steve, we're proud of that team, and I'm proud of my team.
Your team is awesome. I know firsthand. If there's a question or problem, they're on top of it.
My name is on the sign outside, but it's my talented team inside that makes the difference.
Hey, call Kathy Thurman Edwards, State Farm agent on Brookhaven Circle.
901-767-7744. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Hi, this is James Gaddis at James Gaddis Jewelers. Mother's Day is the perfect time to say thank you to your first friend, your best friend, and your forever friend. Say it with a beautiful piece of jewelry from James Gaddis Jewelers. Choose from our extensive collection of diamonds, precious jewels, and designer pieces, personally selected by me. We want to be your family's jeweler for any and every occasion. So stop by and let us know how we can be of help to you. Centrally located at 4900 Poplar, James Gaddis Jewelers.
Contact Tax Relief Helpers for details and restrictions. Attention anyone that owes money to the IRS. The IRS has restarted aggressive enforcement actions against taxpayers who owe back taxes that were temporarily suspended for COVID. If you owe $10,000 or more, you must hear this, because now is the time to clear your IRS tax debt. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, levies, and other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now at 800-381-5037. Tax Relief Helpers will provide you with the maximum protection afforded by law.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I didn't know what to do. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Call 800-381-5037 right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, and other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now. Call 800-381-5037. 800-381-5037. 800-381-5037.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-485-7220. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-485-7220 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-485-7220 to see if you qualify. That's 800-485-7220.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want? Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. End Sunday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Spring has sprung at Southland Casino Hotel. Join us in April and May for the $600,000 Spring Fling Giveaway. On Mondays and Tuesdays from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., play your favorite slot machine and you can instantly receive up to $100 in free play. Close out the week with $20,000 Friday drawings and win your share of $20,000 cash every 30 minutes from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Earn entries Monday through Friday, plus get a free entry every weekday for the Friday drawings. Big wins are blooming only at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help winning, call 800-522-4700.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bearing down upon us. Got you covered at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Jeffrey's shopping for his first Mother's Day. Well, I mean, he had a mother.
Of course. Yeah.
But first time he's married to a mother.
Correct. More pressure on this one.
No pressure at all. Listen, here's the deal. Over at Robin Irwin Jewelers, you spend $99 and you will get a free Mother's Day bouquet. So beautiful jewelry and beautiful flowers. This is, of course, while supplies last. So what you do is you go in there, you buy, let's say, the To the Moon and Back Mother's Day diamond necklace, which has a mother and child holding hands in the middle of a crescent moon, sparkling diamonds, and a sterling silver chain with a phrase, To the Moon and Back. Beautiful. $99. Makes me weep just thinking about it. Just how fabulous that is. That's $99. And then you get a free Mother's Day bouquet as well. If you got a pet mom, if that's the mom in your family, diamond paw necklace, $119. You get a beautiful bouquet. They've got spectacular diamonds there of all sorts at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Howie's passionate about it, but he's also passionate about making people happy and making it easy for you, too. So, again, you buy buy whatever it is, and then you stop by on Friday and Saturday before Mother's Day and pick up the fresh bouquet. Plus, of course, not just because it's Mother's Day, because it's Howie over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 12 months zero interest, or take up to 60 months to pay. Right now, you can learn more at rijewelers.com. All right. Thanks to Nan Devine. Thanks to Chris Harrington for joining us. It was interesting, Jeffrey, talking about the music festival and the way the world has changed and Memphis's place in it, right?
Sure.
Because Bonnaroo exists now, right? There are these mega festivals, and Memphis,
Lollapalooza,
it doesn't matter if it's Memphis in May doing it or the Riverbeat Music Fest doing it. That's not going to be Memphis, right? And I threw out to Chris, it reminds me a little bit of, you know, Memphis football and Memphis sports in the hierarchy. And I felt a certain sadness when I said that. I really do. Like, this is in some ways a great time for Memphis athletics. You've got the new stadium being built, right? You got this new NIL stuff happening. I think the academics are as good as they've ever been. There's a hunt for a new AD, but I'm not particularly worried about it. Memphis football seems poised to have a big season. Memphis basketball still has an icon as a coach, and we'll see what happens there. It feels a pretty good time to be a Memphis basketball or football fan, or a fan of the athletic department generally. And yet, they're also the victim of the same thing, the shifting universe where the powers of the world have so much more money than them that you do wonder if something will, like, at what point, when Rick Barnes and when the Tennessee Caravan came here last week, and Rick Barnes particularly, but also in football, they just made it very clear. They never plan on playing anything in Memphis, right? They don't feel like they need Memphis. What they said, and I thought Mark wrote a nice column about this, what they said was, hey, Memphis is important to us as a Tennessee as an institution.
Sure.
But what they act like is Memphis doesn't matter at all. Like, Memphis doesn't, sure, the city matters, but not to the extent it used to be. If the city matters, that's why people wanted to play here. That's why Ole Miss wanted to play here. That's why Arkansas wanted to play here. That's why Tennessee wanted to play here, because they wanted to get recruits, because it all, none of that doesn't matter anymore. And now the gap in, like, Tennessee, I think it's petty of Rick Barnes to say he's not going to play Memphis. I think it's BS. I think people would enjoy the series. But it doesn't really hurt the program at all. They don't have to. You know what I mean? You just don't have to. The money's pouring in. You can get it put together. The SEC schedule is going to be really good. You can put together a schedule and play whoever you want to play. And you do not need Memphis. That is 100% true. because you're sitting there rolling in dough and opportunities and just the gap. And you do worry in a city where the University of Memphis athletics has meant so much for so long, is the world changing around them such that you're just going to have to accept this new reality, particularly if the world then changes and that we see, as is maybe coming out of these settlements with the NCAA, you've got to set aside to be a power. You've got to set aside $20 million a year to pay your athletes, which Memphis, there's no hope that Memphis can do that.
Yeah, I mean, to me, there's like a few things. Number one, it's like Tennessee is not going to play Memphis unless they're forced to play Memphis.
And they're not going to be forced to play Memphis because it's not – who is the political power? University of Tennessee is the political power.
Yeah.
You can imagine there are certain states where the state legislature has stepped in and passed legislation to say you have to pay so-and-so. Now, you can argue whether that's something the state legislature should care about one way or another. But that's not happening in Memphis. What we know in the state legislature is that spitting on Memphis – on any frame, from any perspective, is perfectly fine. Whatever the issue is, whether it involves education, armaments, anything else, Memphis doesn't matter. Memphis, the Memphis contingent of politicians up there, overwhelmed by the number of politicians from East and Middle Tennessee, which don't give a flip. And they would never make Tennessee. They would never make Tennessee play Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's kind of the other thing. It's like I'm also wondering if that path is even going to exist in the new world. Like it, that has been something that would happen previously, but I don't know if that's a policy that's going to.
So
continue.
Then, how much though? Like at what? At some point.
Well, and then to the second part of it, to me, like that's the more fascinating question is wanting and aspiring to be a part of this universe. Is that going to matter? Like, Memphis can want it and can aspire to it, but if it's going to cost $30 million a year, does
it's
that...
It's only if the TV money enables you to pay for it.
Correct.
You know, and I don't see a world where the TV money is going to enable you to pay for that. Like, whatever conference they get into, the shards of the ACC, right? That's the one that anyone talks about. Because right now, let's be honest, the Big 12's full up.
Yes.
It's got 16.
Yes.
Right? It's got 16. So I do believe in being as ready as you can because you never know what's going to happen next, et cetera. So you can't really predict what the next thing is going to be. But the only if you're in the business of or thinking about, okay, what could be the next option for the University of Memphis in a realignment scenario? The only one that you can sort of look at right now and root for that you can even imagine is the ACC blowing up and then – shards of the SEC saying, who are we going to figure join with and joining with Memphis?
Yes, the shards of the ACC.
ACC
yes.
Yeah.
Whatever remains.
Some, yeah. And who would that be? That would be, in a perfect world, you imagine it's Louisville and Virginia Tech and.
Yeah, I mean, West Virginia. Well, I guess West Virginia is Big 12. But like Boston College, Syracuse, Pitt, you know, it depends on NC State.
It depends on who else finds a home somewhere else.
Right.
Obviously, that's the key. And so that would be a much better universe than you're in now. I don't know how productive that would be in terms of TV dollars. It would be better than you are now. I'm just going to go ahead and presume. But that's the one thing you can root for. But I do wonder if it's just – and then, like right now, I do believe we see there is at least a theoretical way for Memphis football to compete for a national title, although not a realistic way, right?
We
do, as a fan base, still dream of Memphis basketball winning a national title, right? And without – it's not the same kind of, yeah, that'll never happen as it did in football because it almost has happened. They've been to three straight. But at what point is the disparity in money and a disparity in finances and the disparity in all of this going to – you know, splash over into Memphis basketball and make it impossible for Memphis basketball to even dream at that level again.
I mean, I think
make basketball feel more like Memphis football.
I think we're starting to see it because the Big Ten TV deal is going to kick in.
You think we're starting to see it now with this recruiting class of pennies?
Like here in the next 5 years, I think you're going to see it because what's eventually just going to keep happening is that someone's going to have to fund it.
If people are going to go to the highest bidder, and right. I don't begrudge anyone from going to the highest bidder, in what world can Memphis be the highest bidder?
I don't know. I mean, to me, it's like then you're
before it used to be you grew up in Memphis, you wanted to go to Memphis, you pluck a couple of kids from somewhere else. And
well, there was always the idea that Memphis was all in on basketball. And if you chose to go all in on basketball, you could
outspend other people.
Correct. And now what we're seeing is, you know, even the SEC
have enough money to outspend you in basketball.
Correct.
No, that's depressing. That's depressing. A couple other things I wanted to get to before we have to sign off. One is, we didn't have a chance to talk about this because it happened right as our show was ending. But Ja's lawyers they withdrew from the case, right? So they are no longer, not Ja's lawyers, Holloway's lawyers.
Joshua Holloway's lawyers.
Were withdrew from the case, and they were allowed to withdraw from the case. And then Joshua Holloway's mom accused them of doing scurrilous things.
Yes.
Unclear what that was. And she says she is going to continue the case.
I mean, she's entitled to continue the case.
She's certainly entitled. First of all, you got to find lawyers to continue the case. I mean, you got to find someone who wants to take on this case. And I'm going to go ahead and presume it's on a contingent basis because she's not paying up front.
Right. I mean, so.
And again, I went back and looked at the history. And let's be honest. Like, I believe, and everyone is entitled to justice under the American legal system, mm-hmm. and they can pursue whatever wrongs they think need being righted under the system. But when you look at her track record of suing the school system, lost. Suing the fire department,
yeah,
lost. Multiple bankruptcies. This has always looked like what it is.
Yes. There was a pattern established.
And you do even wonder how much Joshua Holloway is involved. Like, I don't know one way or another, but is this like just him like...
Okay. I bet at this point, if you asked Joshua Holloway if they could do this again, he wouldn't. He would vote not to.
This feels like, again, it feels like a Joshua Holloway's mother's production.
Yes.
I think
she kind of revealed the last time she's the one giving all the comments.
Yeah. And then finally, to end on a positive note, I went to see Hazel Moore. So she is a 84-year-old woman. She grew up in Orange Mound. Her mother died when she was young. She was raised by her grandparents. And she went on to, she went to beauty college, was one of the few black students at a Memphis beauty college. And then she opened up her own place. She has been styling hair for 60 years. 60 years. I kind of got exhausted being a sports columnist after 26, you know? And then she's been at this one place for 40 years. And she announced recently, and they had a celebration Saturday, that she was closing it down after 40 years. It's on Elvis Presley Boulevard. Hazel's Hair Fashions is the name of the place. 40 years. She has been there 60 years. So you say, that's great, right? That's fantastic. She also was at one point, she had four kids of her own. But what's amazing about Hazel Moore is the way everything else she did. The Whitehaven Christmas Parade, that exists because Hazel Moore said, you know what, there's this parade downtown and a lot of our kids can't get to it or there's not room for whatever. We're going to have our own Christmas parade. That's why they have a Christmas parade. At one point, she looked over and they had a library that wasn't even a freestanding library in Whitehaven. And she said, we need a new library. And Ed Stanton Jr., once upon a political figure in his own right, who had a son who was a political figure in his own right, he said, listen, there's no money for that to happen. They don't care about us down here. Well, if you can make that happen, I'm going to call you the mayor of Whitehaven. And so what does Hazel Moore do?
She made it happen.
She goes to work. She gets in touch with everybody. She starts a campaign. And there's a new library built in Whitehaven. And she's now known as the mayor of Whitehaven. But here's another one. For example, if you once wanted a license in cosmetology, you had to go to Nashville to take the test, right? And if you're someone without a lot of resources to be able to have to go to Nashville to sit for this test, get a hotel room, whatever, sure, to get over there. So what does she do? She goes to work and lobbies the you know, everyone that needs lobbying and fights for it. And so there's a testing site now in Memphis. On and on and on. And then everyone who comes into her studios, talk to someone, he said, it's just the atmosphere. She just teaches you how to treat the, she teaches you how to interact with the community. And I said, what do you, like how? He said, like it's your house. I just love that quote. Imagine if more of us treated Memphis like it's our house. Wouldn't that be spectacular? Jeffrey, I got to give a, before we you tell me what's coming up, I got to tell people that over on FanDuel, it's not too late. NBA playoffs are rolling along. And right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Any winning $5 bet, $150 in bonus bets. And then you can bet on whatever you want in the NBA. We got a lot of NBA left playoffs left to go. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins to get started. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. FanDuel is safe. It's secure. You get your money fast. It's official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Okay, what is coming up next, Jeffrey?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Anthony Sane's going to make an emergency appearance to discuss the Drake versus Kendrick Lamar rap beef that's been taking the streets by storm. Jason Munns will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Kind of weird that I haven't spent more time breaking down the rap beef, isn't
you're,
it?
You're leaving it to the experts.
Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Our work here is done.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Baseball is America's national pastime, and BetMGM's favorite pastime is making the sport even more amazing for fans. Whether you want to bet on a no-run first inning, try a signature bet, or take home a run prop, BetMGM has a loaded lineup for all nine innings all season long. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and the official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouthwatering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties or buy 2, get 2 free with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let me tell you about my friends, Carl and Karen. This place is sus.
let's go to Tunica. And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
It's a touchdown.
Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
This Mother's Day, let's celebrate the woman who held our scraped knees, cheered our victories, and nurtured our dreams, and show her the love she deserves. Of course, there's no single gift that can truly express the depths of our love, but this Mother's Day at Genesis Diamonds, we'll help you find something truly special. From sparkling diamonds to timeless pearls to colored gemstones, we have it all. And the trusted experts at Genesis are here to help you find the perfect piece that helps you say, "Thank you, Mom." It's a perfect time to see the amazing collection of exclusive and acclaimed jewelry designers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.